Chapter 42. Nelson Azakiwe contacted Joshua, and Joshua contacted Sally, fresh back from the Long Mars via the Gap, and together they worked out a soft place escape route from the Hawaii facility. Joshua and Sally were smuggled into the base, and they started stepping out the next inmates, one batch after another. They tumbled through the soft places, hand in hand, Joshua and Sally and the final group of the next. Even to Joshua, king of the natural steppers, whenever he followed Sally Lindsay through this strange network of linkages, it always felt as if he was falling out of control down some kind of invisible shaft, and a cold one too, a deep chill that sucked the innermost heat out of his body. The toll exacted by the universe for this miraculous fast transit. But it was fast. That was the point. Happy Landings was more than 1.5 million steps from Datum Earth. From the breakout from Hawaii, following Sally and Joshua, passing from soft place to soft place, the party of refugee next made it all the way to their destination in the equivalent of 12 steps, no more. And they emerged in the open air, in scrub country, no more than 1 mile from the centre of Happy Landings itself. Sally gave her charges a moment to get their breath, sit in the dirt, sip water from their flasks. Joshua walked among them, checking their condition. They might be young geniuses, but they were comparative stepping novices. As soon as they started recovering, the youngsters began to gabble at each other in their own complex post-English rapid-fire speech. The most remarkable thing was how they would all talk at once, all of them speaking and listening at the same time. Joshua imagined megabytes of information and speculation passing between them through this crowded network of language. Joshua was relieved this was the last party they'd had to liberate from the Pearl Harbor facility. It included Paul Spencer Wagoner himself and his kid sister Judy, and others Joshua didn't know so well. It was done, at last. Joshua walked a short distance away to get his own bearings and, climbing a bluff, he looked down on Happy Landings. He saw the squat bulk of City Hall at the center of the community, with a few smoke threads rising from overnight hearths into the morning air, and heard the gentle rush of the river. The air was unspoiled, Washington State fresh, heavy with the scent of forest. Sally joined him. "How's the headache?"
"Worse. I can sense them somehow, Sally. These young eggheads. A new kind of mind in the world. Or worlds."
"Like first-person singular?"
"Yeah. Not a faculty I welcome. Maybe it's useful sometimes."
"I had a dose of it on Mars.
Long story.
So, here we are. Back in this creepy place."
"Creepy? Sally, you brought me and Lobsang here in the first place."
"Yes, but I always did feel there was something odd about Happy Landings, even when I came here as a kid." She had once told Joshua how her natural stepper family used to bring her here, and how she never felt she fitted in,
and he'd read between the lines about how she had felt about that. He nodded at the next, engaged in their eerie super speech. "Well, if all this is the product of Happy Landings, your intuition was right. But even so, you've crossed 3 million Marses, and you think this is odd?"
She shrugged. "The more you travel, the more you see commonalities. The whole time I was on the Long Mars, we were hopping around on the flanks of big shield volcanoes."
"Just like Hawaii on Earth."
"Right. Made me feel at home. By comparison with the company of the next, anyhow. So what are they talking about now?"
Joshua glanced over. "Hey, Paul, what's the hot topic?"
"The soft places," Paul called back. "What their existence tells us about the higher order topology of the Long Earth."
As he spoke, Paul was distracted by the ongoing chatter of the others, their eyes shining with enthusiasm. Reunited with his peers, he was unrecognizable from the sullen boy man Nelson Azakiwe had described encountering in isolation in Pearl Harbor.
"Why, just the observations we've been able to make during that brief journey have enabled us to extrapolate swathes of the pan-dimensional structure. We don't have the language to describe it,
We don't even have an agreed mathematical notation to record it.
Sally said with a trace of unease. My father's been the world expert on long Earth structure up to now, before you lot came along.
All things must pass, Sally, Joshua said.
Yeah.
She pointed to a trail.
We best get them moving.
The next youngsters got to their feet. Paul, with some reluctance, broke away from the rest and faced Sally.
Before we move on, we want to thank you, Miss Lindsay. You saved us from that prison. Maybe you saved our lives, the way things were going in there.
Don't thank me, Sally said in her usual cold fashion.
Compared with these kids, she showed her age, Joshua thought, in her late 40s now. But her body taut, her face lined and weathered, her hair graying. She was fitter than any of them, Joshua included.
Thank whatever benevolent deity enabled me to find a soft place, just stepwise of the military facility where they were holding you. Thank Joshua, if anybody. And thank Nelson, who saw a crime being committed, as I did when I was told about it. I put a stop to it, is all.
Paul seemed interested.
A crime in your judgment? Though not in the judgment of the U.S. administration, obviously. Of the government, of the nation that defines the laws you live by?
Not that I live by, necessarily.
So you have your own moral code. Do you believe there are universal moral values? Or is it up to the individual to discover her own inner truths? Do you follow Kantian imperatives, or...
Paul, Joshua said earnestly, shut up. Sally meant to say, you're welcome. There are times and places for a philosophical debate.
Sally looked over to Happy Landings.
Well, we've got bigger troubles than that.
What do you mean?
We brought these kids home, but things aren't right over there. Listen.
Joshua stood with her.
To what?
The trolls.
What trolls?
Exactly.
And Joshua realized it now. Of all the human communities he'd ever encountered, Happy Landings was the most suffused with trolls, a place where trolls and humans live side by side. As Paul had once told him, that was the true point of the community. That was the secret of how it worked. And wherever trolls were, they sang all the time. This close in, Joshua ought to be able to hear them in the town itself, and away from the center, in the woods and clearings. But the trolls had gone. It was an eerie echo of 2040 when, in response to wider disturbances, the trolls had withdrawn from all the human worlds.
Trouble's coming, he said. But what kind of trouble?
Sally looked up at the sky.
Maybe that kind.
Two huge airships had materialized right over their heads, their heavy envelopes emblazoned with the stars and stripes, their plated undersides bristling with observation ports and weapons. Having arrived stepwise, the ships turned their vast prows towards Happy Landings. Joshua felt a warm downdraft of air from their turbines. The next youngsters gaped. Then they picked up their scant belongings and began to hurry towards the town. Paul and his sister Judy leading the way, hand in hand.